I noticed that their eyes were glazed, and suddenly I realized how I'd make my escape. Why hadn't I thought of it before? Degenerate characters like Rip and Snort couldn't be beaten by direct force. I mean, fighting was their game. They could fight from daylight till dark and get stronger and meaner by the hour. But I had hit upon the hidden flaw in their psycho-basico-whatchamacallit. Their personality, I suppose you'd call it. Meaning the personality of your basic dull brute. The flaw was that they couldn't stand preaching. It put them to sleep. Give them something to fight against and they'd stay up for days, maybe weeks. But give them a good wholesome sermon to listen to, and within minutes they would be reduced to snoring wads of hair. It was a brilliant stroke. I could hardly contain my excitement. I launched into the sermon. The trouble with you guys is that you don't spend enough time doing good and spreading sunshine. Have you ever thought about how wonderful this world would be if every one of us tried to be wonderful all the time? There I was screwed. Rip yawned. Just imagine how much better the world would be, Snort, if you concentrated on doing good. Instead of drinking and carousing and fighting and staying out all night, you could spend your days looking for good deeds, little acts of kindness. I went on and on. I stopped and studied my victims. By George, it had worked. They weren't just asleep. They were comatose. Now all I had to do was step over them, slip out of the village, and highball it back to the ranch. I rose to a crouch and crept forward. They were snoring so loud, their lips were flapping on the exhale. Perfect. Very carefully, I picked up my feet and placed them in the open spots amongst the pile of legs. I had almost made it when, dang a luck, I stepped on Snort's nose. He came out of sleep like a wounded panther. I dived to the rear of the cave, expecting to be mauled. Snort snarled, his teeth flashed, and he tore into his brother. Not step on nose again, dummy, or Snort make big hurt. They growled and snapped at each other for half a minute, grumbled for another minute, and went back to sleep.